Pastor Stephen Anderson is on his way to South Africa next week, but this trip has caused quite a controversy. 60,000 South Africans signed a petition to have the pastor banned from entering. The Minister of Home Affairs says the pastor can come, but he must remain on his best behavior. Pastor Stephen Anderson is joining me on Google Hangout right now. Hello.
Hi there. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Now, you are heading to South Africa next week. There's been a lot of controversy over you visiting the country. I know you're aware of it because you've made public statements about it. Has this ever happened to you before?
Yeah, similar things have happened to me, but this is probably one of the bigger blow-ups that have happened about a trip that I've made.
So, I know in your most recent video, you say that reports on what you're actually coming here to do have been inconsistent. What are you coming here to do?
Well, basically, I'm coming there to hold what's called a soul-winning marathon, and I've already held events like this all over the United States in about 8 or 9 different cities. And basically, a bunch of people who listen to my sermons online will come out, and we all get together, we have breakfast, and then we go out knocking doors, just telling people about Jesus, telling people how to be saved, which is what's called soul winning. And the purpose of the event is to teach people how to go door to door sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we've done these all over the country because I have a big YouTube following. I have like 50,000 some subscribers. So pretty much any city that we show up in the United States, you know, about 100 people show up and go knocking doors with us.
Now, you've said the South African media is against you. Why do you think that?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious if you look at all of these stories, they all paint me as some kind of a monster, some kind of a hateful, evil person, you know, when in reality, I'm a Bible-believing, God-fearing Christian, and there's nothing in the world wrong with being a Bible-believing Christian. You know, not everybody has to accept this homosexual agenda that's being crammed down everybody's throat. And so, you know, I have every right to preach what the Bible says. And all of the news reports that I've seen from South Africa were all very negative. None of them were positive or neutral in regard to my coming.
What homosexual agenda is being crammed down everyone's throats?
Well, that's kind of a silly question because it's pretty obvious that anytime you watch Hollywood movies or TV shows, there's just so much homosexuality. In fact, people in the United States have such a warped perception that they literally think that 20% of people are homosexual. You know, when they do polls where they walk up and down the street asking people what they think that 20 to 25% of people are homos because that's all that they see on TV all day, when in reality, it's like 1 to 3% of the population. It's this tiny minority, but it's just this filth, this disgusting lifestyle, or rather death style, is being promoted in movies, TV, magazines, the news. It's a constant onslaught, and anybody who's, you know, watching this program knows what I'm talking about.
So you know that when you come to South Africa, speaking about these views could get you kicked out of the country, as the minister has said. How does that make you feel?
Well, it doesn't bother me at all because, you know, I'm not going there to preach sermons about homosexuality or to do any kind of an anti-homo rally. You know, I'm going there to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and knock doors. I had never planned on homosexuality having anything to do with these events. I've done 8 of these events across America, and homosexuality never came up because, frankly, unlike the media, I'm not obsessed with homosexuality. So I actually talk about other things and other issues. So, you know, that doesn't really, I'm only there for 2 days. I'm doing an event that has nothing to do with homos. And so I wasn't planning on saying any of that. So this minister can huff and puff and talk about how he's limiting me, but I'm doing the exact same thing I always planned on doing in the first place.
Are you a religious zealot?
Absolutely, yeah. I have zeal for the Lord Jesus Christ. We should all be religious zealots. I mean, God wants us to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So we should all be zealous in our, you know, passion for serving God.
Now, we've seen Islam extremists use the Quran as an excuse to perpetuate violence. Do you think you're doing this in some way, using the Bible as a way to perpetuate hate towards a group of people?
Well, see, you just moved the goalpost there because a second ago you're talking about violence and then all of a sudden you just switched over to hate. as if there's no difference between hate and violence. I am a totally non-violent person.
But
I have
you
never
condoned
physically
the
harmed
killings
anyone
at the
in my
Orlando
entire
Club.
life. So comparing me to someone who is violent is a total apples to oranges there. Everyone has hate. I guarantee you that every single person that signed that petition hates my ever-loving guts. And if they said that they didn't hate me, they'd be a liar.
Well, I know you said that I made an unfair parallel between violence and hate, but you did condone the 49 killings at the Orlando Club, saying that gay people
Nope,
deserve.
that is a lie. Can you give me the quote where I ever condoned the killing at the Orlando Club, or did you just read that in a newspaper somewhere?
Well, I watched a video of you speaking, and you said that gay people deserve to die, so it's.
Right. So I said that homosexuals deserve to die, and I will stand by that until I go to the grave. But when did I condone a gunman going in there and shooting up the place? If you actually watched the video, you would have clearly heard me say that I did not condone a vigilante justice, and that it was not right for the guy to go in there and shoot up the place, and that it was wrong for him to do that. But that's not what anybody repeats. They just say, "Oh, he praised the shooter." That's a lie. That never happened. And if it did happen, then give me the quote that I said. Because
Well,
saying that I believe that homosexuals should be put to death is completely different than condoning a guy going in and shooting up a sodomite bar. I believe that they should be executed by the government, which, by the way, in 79 countries in this world, homosexuality is still illegal, and in many places it does carry the death penalty. And in the United States, it carried the death penalty in the early years of our nation. For thousands of years, homosexuals have been put to death by, not vigilantes, but by what the Bible teaches a righteous government should do. So I never condoned of some Muslim shooting up the place. I just said that I'm not going to mourn for people that the Bible says were worthy of death anyway.